Saudi Arabia is home to Islam's holiest sites, but right now some Islamic scholars are focused on an important discovery that's just been made at the University of Birmingham in England. Academics there found a couple of pages of the Quran that date back to the 7th century. This could be the oldest example of Quranic text anywhere. From the World's Religion Desk, here's Matthew Bell.
These fragments of holy scripture are written in an ancient form of Arabic on parchment, probably from the skin of a sheep or a goat, and for decades they were hidden away in the library archive. The two pages were simply misfiled alongside other Middle Eastern manuscripts at the University of Birmingham. David Thomas is a professor of Islam and Christianity. He says he and his colleagues were stunned when they realized what they'd found.
When we were informed that these are likely to be very early fragments, we sent off the fragments for Karma dating, and the date came back of 645, which is about 20 years from the death of the Prophet Muhammad. That is a startlingly early date.
Radiocarbon dating is not an exact science. It gives a reliable range of ages, but even the latest possible date would make this Quranic manuscript one of the oldest ever found. Susan Worrell is the university's director of special collections.
Muhammad was alive from 570 to 632 AD, so you can see the link with the dates. And the final authoritative form of the Quran was fixed round about AD 650. So we're looking at the foundation of the Muslim religion.
In fact, David Thomas says these pages could even represent a direct link to the Prophet himself.
If the dating of our Quran is correct, then the person who actually wrote it may well have known the Prophet Muhammad. He would have seen him, probably. He would maybe have heard him preach in Medina. Muhammad lived for the last 10 years or so of his life in Medina. He may have known him personally, and that really is quite a thought to conjure with.
The 1,300-year-old manuscript made its way from the Middle East to the English Midlands back in the 1920s. It was brought by an Iraqi priest from an area near modern-day Mosul. He was sponsored to collect materials to boost Birmingham's status as a center for religious studies. Today, the city has a large Muslim immigrant population, and people there are delighted to have a little Islamic history right in their backyard. Muhammad Afzal, chairman of the Central Mosque, says these ancient pages of Quranic text are still legible.
When I saw these pages, I was very much moved, and there were tears of joy and emotions in my eyes, because we never thought that we would have such an old copy of our holy book. I am quite sure that even the people from all over UK would come here to Birmingham to just have a glimpse of these pages. People would love this.
For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.